The forgotten inventor of antibiotics. 16 years before Alexander Fleming discovered the bacteria inhibiting properties of mold, a French scientist had described a similar discovery in his doctoral thesis. In 1897, a young French medical student named Ernest Duchenne submitted a doctoral dissertation titled "Contribution to the Study of Vital Competition in Microorganisms: Antagonism Between Molds and Bacteria." In this thesis, Duchenne proposed a revolutionary idea that bacteria and molds are constantly engaged in a survival struggle, and humans could harness this antagonism to treat diseases, according to Amusing Planet. Although the medicinal properties of molds and plants in treating infectious diseases had been known since ancient times, Duchenne was the first to experimentally demonstrate that certain molds could destroy disease-causing bacteria, such as Salmonella typhi, which causes typhoid fever, and Escherichia coli in laboratory settings by injecting them into guinea pigs. What Duchenne discovered was natural penicillin, a breakthrough often associated with Scottish physician Alexander Fleming. Duchenne's work was almost forgotten until it was rediscovered more than 50 years later in 1949, 4 years after Fleming was awarded the Nobel Prize. Ernest Duchenne was born in Paris in 1874, the son of a chemical engineer who owned a tanning factory. After finishing high school, he enrolled at the Lyon Military Medical School, École du Service de Santé Militaire, in 1894. 2 years later, Duchenne began researching under the guidance of Gabriel Roux, a professor of microbiology and the director of the Provincial Sanitation Office in Lyon. Roux observed an interesting phenomenon. Although mold spores were abundant in the air, they were absent from tap water and fountains, even though they could grow in distilled water. This led Roux to suspect that some microorganisms in water might inhibit mold growth. He suggested Duchenne explore this idea as the foundation for his thesis. This observation became the starting point for Duchenne's core research on competition between microorganisms, eventually leading to his discovery of penicillin. Duchenne conducted a series of experiments in which he cultured Penicillium glaucum in meat broth and then introduced small amounts of Salmonella typhi and Escherichia coli into the mold population. Each time, the bacterial spores died. Duchenne concluded that in the struggle for survival, bacteria were initially more dominant. However, Duchenne speculated that before penicillium perished, it could weaken bacteria, thus reducing their virulence and disease-causing properties. To test this hypothesis, Duchenne injected guinea pigs with a solution containing equal amounts of Penicillium glaucum and E. coli. At first, the animals became seriously ill, but they recovered quickly. 2 days after the first injection, Duchenne administered another dose. The guinea pigs showed no signs of illness, indicating that they had developed resistance to E. coli. A similar immune response occurred when guinea pigs were injected with a mixture of S. typhi and P. glaucum. Duchenne observed that mold, Penicillium glaucum, when introduced into animals alongside certain bacteria, such as S. typhi and E. coli, could significantly reduce their virulence. While Duchenne could not isolate the antibiotic substance produced by Penicillium glaucum, he correctly concluded that molds could be used to treat diseases. Duchenne's thesis earned him his doctorate, but his ideas did not attract attention from the medical community. By the end of 1898, Duchenne was appointed as a doctor in the 2nd Cavalry Regiment, stationed in Senlis. He married in 1901, but his wife died 2 years later from tuberculosis. He himself fell ill in 1904 and was discharged from the army in 1907. Duchenne spent his final years in various sanatoriums in southern France and Switzerland before passing away in 1912 at the age of 37. In 1928, 16 years after Duchenne's death, Alexander Fleming made a similar discovery when his petri dish of Staphylococcus aureus was accidentally contaminated with penicillium mold. Like Duchenne, Fleming observed that the mold secreted a compound that inhibited bacterial growth. Despite its significance, Fleming's 1929 paper, published in the British journal Experimental Pathology, failed to attract much attention, much like Duchenne's thesis years earlier. Fleming himself was unsure of the practical medical applications of his discovery. He focused more on its potential use in isolating bacteria rather than treating infectious diseases. His colleagues in chemistry attempted to isolate the active penicillin compound, but were unsuccessful, leading Fleming to discontinue further research.